Hello, my name is Angelita. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have any medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Or if you're calling, are you calling for a testing site near you?
Now, I had a question about the eligibility. I saw on the website it had been extended on the 8th to cover like U.S. postal employees. And I was wondering if that also included other shipping companies like UPS and FedEx.
Okay, I haven't seen that on the UPS and the FedEx. Let's see. Okay, I don't see anything about that, ma'am. And what age group was that?
He's not in the 65 an older age group, but I just saw that they had included postal workers, and I was just trying to see if that included, you know,
The UPS.
other companies that handle the, you know, shipping and things like that as well.
Okay. Now, all it's saying is no appointment. It said for clinic, one phase, 1A and 1B, include 65 or older, and additional groups are frontline workers, first responders, correction officers, food and agriculture workers, U.S. Postal Service. I do see that workers. Manufacturing workers, grocery stores workers, public transit workers, people who are working in education and sector judiciary. So it might could if it include postal workers. They're just like UPS, like.
Yeah, I mean that was what I was thinking, but I just thought I would call and ask before he tried to go and get it, and they were like, no, you aren't qualified yet. So.
Yeah, it's yeah that
we'll give
to
it a
me
shot.
That's. Yeah, to me that's kind of included. Where are you located? Your county?
We're here in Montgomery.
Oh, you're Montgomery. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. Enjoy your day.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.